You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.TV. Enjoy.
Lord, tonight I pray that we would have an anointing where the very presence of God would be transferable, tangible, that there would be released over every person in this place an abiding glory, a resting place, the manifest presence of God. Lord, the winters are past, the rain is over, and it's a springtime. It's a changing of a spiritual climate and atmosphere. And for those of you that have been under a spirit of heaviness, hopelessness, and despair and depression, those clouds are being blown away right now. And the Son of Righteousness is coming out. The Son of Righteousness is rising. And it's a sun of hope. And it's a morning star. And it's the dawning of a new day. And you can rise up and say, my wilderness, my desert is done. My winter is done. I'm stepping into a new season. It's a season of harvest breakthrough. And it's a season of fruitfulness. It's coming in your church. It's coming in your ministry. We speak it over you tonight because you're under a cloud. And it's a shower, and it's the shower of the blessing of the Father. Lord, we just open it over your people tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, give Jesus a mighty shout. Thank you, Chelsea Regan, guys, for serving and helping us tonight. Woo, come on, Jesus gets another shout. Wow. Well, let me tell you, the devil is a loser. And I want to just welcome tonight God TV and our partners and friends watching from around the world. May this anointing that's being poured out in this place be poured out into your living room, be poured out into your home. I'm telling you, I've got something tonight if you're watching, and you're going to receive it. We're going to receive something tonight. Tonight is a baptism of fire. We're just praying for the fire of God tonight. There's something about fresh fire. Oh, we've been talking about a baptism of fire. We've been praying for fire, but there's something about the fire for the harvest tonight. The fire that's going to commission and release people tonight. It's like people are going to say, God, make me a burning bush for you. Let me be a match. Let me be a torch that can bring revival everywhere I go. And in this building tonight, you're going to wish you were here. I'm going to pray for every single person. Hallelujah. We're not going to wait till Friday night, an anointing service. We're going to lay hands on everybody. Every person in the building tonight is going to get prayer for fire, for a fresh fire of revival. I'm going to say, God, I've tasted. Listen, you can only give what you've received. You can only give what you know, God's been pouring it out, and you get filled up. You get under something. The Bible says, as you freely receive, freely give. So tonight I'm going to pray, God, take from the well of revival and impart it to people. Let the anointing be transferable. Let there be 1,000 cities burning with the fire of God. We have over 1,200 living rooms right now, people watching in their homes for the fire of God. And many churches now coming on board all over the world as an overflow of revival. Now, I don't know about you, but last night we had a service in here. We couldn't get another person in the building. There were so many children, 12 and under, that showed up for the family, revival and family service last night. And I said, God, I was praying today. We had 6 children under the age of 12 that got healed that were deaf last night. 6 deaf. I mean, many more testimonies coming. We want to hear every testimony. People that get healed. Maybe you're watching on the internet, watching on God TV. We went out to the mall today, and just walking at the mall, we ran into people in stores that were telling us about people in their families that have come to the revival and got healed. Hearing testimonies in the coffee shops, testimonies at the mall. My mother, my auntie went to the meeting, got healed. My neighbor was the 11-year-old girl with the paralyzed hand that got healed. We even went into the store where the man who had leukemia works, and they said he's still the last report we got, he's still doing well and he's pain free. Hallelujah. And we said, bring him back to the revival. But testimonies, people are talking about it, not just here. They're talking about it out there in the streets and in the malls. And we just spent 2 hours today. I ended up having healing lines in the mall just to kind of go get pants or coffee. And we end up having 5, 6, 7, 8 people line up for healing prayer. We spent 2 hours at the mall just getting people healed. We went into a Mr. Price store, and a Hindu woman that was there, she said, I know you're on television. I know what's happening in the revival, and my coworkers are telling me about it. I need a healing in my back. We went into the back room, prayed for her. She got a healing in her back. She said, I want to come to the revival. Then another Hindu lady, she saw my wife walking, and she went outside of the store, and she said, go and find your husband and tell him to come back to my store. I have anxiety and I want them to pray for me. When I showed up at the store, they brought 7 other ladies and they all wanted prayer. We went into another store and a woman came out. She said, I haven't come to the revival in 20 days, but everybody's talking about what's happening. Can you pray for me right now? We prayed for her. Power of God came on her, healed her in her back, healed her in her spine. One woman just fell right out on the ground, was vibrating in the store on the floor. I'm telling you, I've got reports back today of people, not just us, other people coming to these meetings. They're going out to the mall, Gateway Mall, one of the biggest malls, and they're just praying for miracles. In fact, the mall security gave them a mall permit to pray for the sick. A mall permit to pray for the sick. And so we want to begin to start taking teams out of this fire into the malls. We want to encourage people to take the fire into the malls. We want to encourage you to pray for people in the restaurants. We want to encourage you to pray for your friends and neighbors, that the anointing that you're under in these meetings, it's tangible. It's transferable. When you put your hands on somebody in your family or a friend, somebody you work with, and you say, God, heal them, just like's happening in the outpouring, God's going to release that anointing through you because of Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm telling you right now, there's an open heaven over this city. Everywhere we go, people want to hear about what Jesus is doing. I mean, I spoke with and prayed for more than 30 people today at the mall. Hallelujah. I don't just wait till I come to the revival. I like to get out where the people are. We can't even go out to have a meal without people coming to the table saying, can you pray for me? Can you cast a demon out of me? One woman said, can you cast a demon out of me? And I said, okay. And I prayed for her right next to the perfume fragrances. I said, Lord, we cast that devil out of this woman in the name of Jesus. Don't you think we need to get the power of God out where the world is? You know, many of you don't know tonight, but there's an overflow revival in Worcester. Worcester, am I saying it right? Worcester. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. We got an overflow revival. They told me there's 30 nations represented in the meeting tonight and over 1,200 people. And we sent one of our associates down to get the fire going in Worcester. And it's going tonight. It's going tomorrow night. And they might even keep going all weekend. And come on, let's give them a shout out down in Worcester right now. The fire's burning and being released in Worcester. 1,250 people packed into the venue for an overflow. I said, God, people have meetings in America, and if you get 300 people to come to a conference, we got 1,200 people so hungry for revival, they're just gathering. And I said, I'm not even coming. And they say, we don't care, we're still coming. Send us somebody. Even somebody we never know. I said, do you know who Bobby Sullivan is? They said, I've never heard of Bobby Sullivan. But if he's in the revival fire, send him to us. And then I said, God, why can't I send out 30 guys burning with fire? Why can't we have fires burning all over South Africa? That's right. Any church, you want somebody to come and start a fire, and maybe there's a fire going already and you want it to burn more, we'll send you somebody. Hallelujah. You just send us an email. But woo, this thing is spreading. They're getting 500 right now in England for an overflow. One of the largest churches in Hamburg, Germany are streaming the meetings. I got 3 churches watching. I'll give you a shout out tonight. 3 churches watching in Virginia Beach right now that are receiving the fire. They said they haven't stopped shaking and vibrating since the fire of God started. That's all the way back in America. They're getting the fire. And I'm saying, Lord, that's a real sign of revival. How contagious is the anointing? Because it's not about you and me. That's why I want to pray for every person in this meeting tonight. Hallelujah. It's going to be different than just another miracle meeting. Oh, there'll be miracles. If you came to get healed, don't worry. We can't have a service without healing. That's who Jesus is. We'll pray for the
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Sick. We'll never turn away somebody from the hospital, somebody that's come with cancer, somebody that's come in faith. We'll pray for every wheelchair. But this is more than a healing revival. You know what we want? The glory. Until it transforms a city, hallelujah. Until it shakes a city, hallelujah. I was walking to my hotel tonight, let me tell you, and I had this open eye. I mean, my eyes were open. It wasn't a vision. And I stopped on the sidewalk, and I said, there's an angel behind me. And I saw a 12-foot angel walking behind me. I said, God, what? I don't even know why this angel, I don't even know who the angel is. I don't even know why the angel's here. But I'm walking, and behind me was walking a 12-foot angel. I pray tonight. I got a text message from a pastor. We've been prophesying about the revival breakout in Birmingham, Alabama. And now they're going into extended meetings in Birmingham, Alabama, because we gave a word on the television about a breakout in Birmingham, Alabama. And they said when we spoke the word, our words became like a match that lit the fuse all the way back in Alabama. I said, God, how many of you would like to have an anointing where you open up your mouth and testify or pray, and something about the fire that's on you is contagious, and it becomes a match that lights the fuse for another city to come into revival? Oh, God, let it burn. They sent me a message. I got a message from the pastor, and he said, Todd, people are texting me, and they're saying ever since you prophesied over Alabama, people in my church now are openly, with their eyes open, seeing angels. And I said, that's the anointing being released in South Africa. There's something about angels, the angels that come to help, the ministering spirits that are going to intervene in the affairs and the business of people's lives. More and more, we're going to be aware of the angels, cherubim, seraphim. We're going to have a Jacob's ladder, angels of God ascending and descending. We're going to have an open heaven of heavenly encounter and visitation. I believe God wants to release that. I believe there's people in here tonight. The reason you're here on a Tuesday night is you're hungry to receive the spirit of revival. How many of you are here tonight to receive something from the Holy Ghost? You're here to receive something from heaven, something I can't give you, something no man can give you, but the Holy Spirit can give you. I don't know about you, but when we're in worship tonight, I said, God, give me the Holy Spirit. I know I have them already, but I said, God, there's more. We've got to have more. We've got to have holy hunger. We've got to have desperation. We can't be satisfied. People that think they have the power of God, as much as I have the anointing moving in my life at times, and as much as many miracles as we see happen, I said, God, we need your power. If the church could say in South Africa, we need your power. If the church in the world could say, God, we need your power. If we could get honest about how empty our churches really are of the glory of God. I mean, thank God for every measure you have. I'm not saying you don't have some glory and fire. But rather than saying, you know what? I'm good, Todd. I'm burning and I got the glory. Our church has got more miracles than any other church on the block. You know what? How about we pray like the disciples prayed? God, stretch forth your hands to heal, that signs and wonders be done in the holy name of your servant Jesus. You know, it was amazing, but you know, when they prayed that prayer in the book of Acts, I'm going to turn there in just a moment, in fact, because I believe there's a word of the Lord tonight coming out of the book of Acts, the fourth chapter. I'm going to just turn there because I believe there's a shaking coming to cities. How many of you want to see your city shaken? Shaken. I want cities to be shaken with the power of God. Oh, how many of you believe we're coming into a time where revival will shake cities? Oh, there's examples in the Bible. There's examples in the book of Acts where an entire city came into revival. I believe Tonga, the entire city, 45,000 people. And we've almost touched at one time every person in the city. Can you imagine 3,000, 5,000 people a night for 20 days? Where do all the people come from? Now they're coming from the nations. Now they're coming from all over South Africa. People are coming from 2,000 kilometers away. And more coming this weekend. Because we're going to have a tsunami. And we're just going to keep going. People ask, how long are you going to be in South Africa? Indefinitely, until the Lord says we're done. So you want to come and get under the cloud, book your ticket and come and get some. He will ask me, where are you going to be? I said, we're following the cloud week by week, hallelujah. You can stay up to date with what God's doing. Our website, God.tv, all the information is there. Social media, we'll be sure. But we're following the cloud. And at this time, we're here and we're staying because the cloud of glory is here. And as long as we can be here and God keeps pouring it out, we don't want to go anywhere. But I know God's about to release this fire. Pretoria, Joburg, Cape Town, Port Elizabeth, many cities in this nation are going to receive an awakening. And at some time, I pray we get to every city while the fire is burning in the coming months. I said, Lord, you know what it's cost me to put aside all my meetings? I had to tell all the meetings in America. Some watching don't even know yet. You're watching. You're finding out right now. Sorry, Shani, but we're putting our schedule back for the month of May. We want to be wide open for what the Lord wants to release. And I'm so convinced that what God's begun to pour out, it's just the beginning, just the beginning. It's for the sake of the world. I want you to understand that this is going to become a worldwide awakening. There are outbreaks happening on the earth right now, all over the earth. Every nation is going to come under the fire. Not just because of what's happening here. I mean, there's things already happening before here, things that are going to happen after here, but yet there's going to be things that happen out of the fire that is here. Hallelujah. I believe that there's going to be at one time 1,000 cities touched by the fire of God. That's my prayer right now. I don't know how many cities do I have in the room tonight. How many different cities do we have outside of Tongan? Can you stand up tonight? If you do not live in this city, if you live in Phoenix, if you live in Durban, if you live in Cape Town, if you live in Joburg, if you live in Pretoria, if you live in some small town in South Africa that I haven't heard of, hallelujah. I want to know where you're from. I'm believing there's a fire coming. I want to prophesy that a fire begin to be. We're gonna come back to something here. Listen, I had over 400 people on Facebook and Twitter just tell me the name of their nation and city. They said, Todd, we want the fire. I said, people are hungry for all over the earth. People want a move of God. And you know what? The most amazing word I heard today, the most amazing word. I know Wendy and Rory are here, and they're going to be joining us tomorrow night for an anointing service in this meeting. Listen, tomorrow night's going to be a special miracle service. I say that about every miracle service because miracle services are awesome. But we're going to pray for everybody tomorrow night for the virtue of Jesus, and I'm going to pray for a 5,000 prayer cloths tomorrow night. Like this. We're going to anoint 5,000 prayer cloths. We did it last Friday. I believe we're going to do it again. And we're going to get the anointing out into every hand tomorrow night. And then I'm going to pray over 10,000. If you're watching, I'm going to pray over 10,000 of these prayer cloths. And we're going to send them out to cities and people all over the world. God TV is going to make available 10,000 for free prayer cloths to anybody that's sick. We got them at the altar already soaking all week under the anointing. And, you know, thousands of prayer requests that are coming into that we're going to need to pray for. We're getting your prayer requests and they're on the altar. And we're praying over those prayer requests every night at the altar. They're under the cloud here. I mean, thousands, tens of thousands of prayer requests that are coming. Everyone is being printed out and put on the altar. And we're just going to keep going. I said, what are we going to do when it's 100,000 prayer requests and we have to have a forklift drive into the church to bring in all the prayer requests? Hallelujah. It's precious. It's precious. But 5,000. Thank you, Pastor. Tomorrow night, I'm going to get out the buckets of oil. Ooh, it's going to be good. And we're believing God that this anointing, when we send out those 10,000 prayer cloths, people ask me how to get one. Just go to God.tv, fill in the information on the website, ask for a prayer cloth. I don't know how many available. We only have 10,000. But I'm saying, God, let that be fire that go out. Let that be anointing that goes out. I got a testimony I'm trying to get to, and I'm an evangelist right now. I'm pretty excited, and I'm yakking 1,000,000 miles a minute because I got a fire burning in my soul. And I'm going to be a little drunk in the Holy Ghost tonight. I'm going to be a little free in the Holy Ghost tonight. We're going to have a wild meeting. We're going to have a Tuesday night fire service tonight. And we are here all week long through Sunday night. And then we're going to just take a break. How many of you believe we need to be really, to have sustainable revival, we need to really have some things in place so that no one man or staff or woman or anybody burns out in the work of revival? And so we are going to take, I'm going to take with my wife 2 days on Monday and Tuesday, and all of our staff, God TV, Fresh Fire, the church, all those serving in revival, and people are going to have 2 days on Monday, Tuesday to re-energize, hallelujah. And then we're coming back for another week. We're just going to keep going. So you can get on the plane, fly in Monday or Tuesday. We're going to be back here Wednesday next week. But how many of you believe we need rest and refreshing? It's wisdom. So I'm just letting people know all week long, we're just going to keep going through Sunday, and then we're going to take a break on Monday, Tuesday, and then Lord willing, we're just going to keep going and see where
you're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Here we go. If the tsunami's coming this weekend, I want to see what that looks like. I got a testimony. How many of you love testimonies? Now, this testimony came from my office in Charlotte, North Carolina. I got a testimony from one of our partners at Fresh Fire, and it's an amazing testimony because it's about 2 medically verified cancer healings. Come on, let's get excited about that. 2 medically verified cancer healings. Let me just tell you, praise the Lord, you prayed for cancer of all kinds, and you spoke the word of healing in Jesus' name. I was in my room. The anointing was strong. I stretched out my hand to the TV. Come on, miracles happen through the television. I stretched out my hand to the TV, and I proclaimed that my mother with breast cancer would be healed, and my friend that was diagnosed with stomach cancer would be healed. I prayed with you in the name of Jesus. My mother and my friend went to the oncology doctor. Might be missing a word there. I went to the oncology doctor, and he was stunned and said, "It's a miracle. There are no more signs of cancer, nothing at all. Both cancers are gone. Breast cancer, stomach cancer, medically verified." Come on, give Jesus a mighty shout. I want to hear your testimony. Send us your testimony. We get so many testimonies. We got 7 years of antidepressants ended. I'm off of all of my drugs. We got another one. My hip was healed. No more pain. Another one. Asthma. Watching and over the power of God in Somerset, United Kingdom, I got healed of asthma. Hallelujah. Pain in my hand. Totally removed. Verification of a healing from last night. Remember, I prayed last night for 6 deaf people. We had 6 deaf people that got healed. One of the boys, listen to this, verification of a healing from last night, deaf child from Tonga. The aunt all the way in Australia called the boy on the telephone because she was watching in Australia, and she was the auntie. She saw the boy get healed, so she called all the way from Australia to test out the deaf ear. It started with a phone call, and she phoned and had them put the telephone on the ear that was deaf. And the auntie confirmed, or the son confirmed, that his deaf ear was hearing again after visiting the pastor in Tonga. He said, "He's now listening and talking to me with the deaf ear, talking to me on the telephone. I am now so happy. May the Lord's glory be with him and help him with that ear so he can now listen to his parents." All the way from Queensland, Australia. Watching miracles in Tonga. That's an amazing verification of healing. Kidney stones healed, hallelujah. All the pain gone. Somebody else, their mental focus and concentration totally healed. Testimonies coming in from around the world. And I don't know how many cities we have here tonight, but there are cities in South Africa. Is anybody from these cities? I mean, what's Howick? Anybody from Howick? Howick! Wow, in the house. And we got Pinetown. Anybody in Pinetown? Pretoria. Estcourt. Oh, here. Wooster. Shababakata. Alberton. Springs. You won't even say that name. Standerton. Port Shepston. South Coast. Merbank. Durban. Cape Town. East London. Port Elizabeth. No Port Elizabeth? Let me tell you, Port Elizabeth, you're watching me. 3 days into this revival, I have a vivid dream. I had a vivid dream. And a Muslim girl came to a meeting and I prayed for her. She was totally healed. She was deaf from birth and she was healed and she spoke for the first time. And then I saw come up out of the ocean after this miracle. I saw come up out of the ocean a tsunami of God's power. And it crashed. I mean, I don't even know if the Port Elizabeth is even went near the water, but I'm telling you, I saw the power of God come up like a tsunami and crash down in Port Elizabeth, and one of the greatest healing revivals broke out in that part of the country. I'm telling you right now, somebody from Port Elizabeth is going to come, and I'm going to pray for you in the revival, some pastor, and you're going to come and get it, and it's going to go back to your church. Somebody, I tell you, a group of 20 people already came up from East London. And they tried to take Port Elizabeth's prophetic word. They said, East London is close. We're going to take the fire. And they took it back to their church, God of Venture, in East London. And I got a testimony today. The fire is burning in East London. Hallelujah. How about Phoenix in the house? Joburg in the house. I said that already, didn't I? Hallelujah. Shakamakata. I will tell you, before I preach, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to preach tonight. Listen, I'm going to preach like a man on fire. I'm burning. I've got something in my bones tonight to release. Shakabakata. Lord, make my lips, make my tongue like fire. Hallelujah. Jeremiah said the word of God was set up in his bones like fire. It burned in his bones like fire. I believe words that we speak under the anointing are like, it's like fire. It can get on your heart, your mind, your soul. May it get on churches. May it get on nations, ministries. Lord, set a fire in this place. Set a blaze in this place tonight. Let this place be burning with the Holy Ghost. Listen, I was in a meeting one time where the glory of God showed up, and it was so real. The glory of God was so real that they saw fire burning on top of the building, and they sent the fire trucks. And I'm in this church preaching in Calcutta, India. And they had to lock the doors. Once we had 120 people in the church, they had to lock the doors so nobody could get in or out. It was for security. And 120 people, pastors, were in that meeting with me. And as I was preaching, a generator noise. People could hear a generator humming. I can't hum well, but it was humming. This generator. And I was preaching, and I was thinking, what is that generator, that noise? And it's just getting louder and louder. And then the power of God hit the building, and at the same time, all 120 people fell on the ground. Everybody in the meeting fell on the ground. The whole building collapsed under the anointing. And everybody was screaming at the top of their lungs. And they're shaking, vibrating. And there was a noise like a rushing wind. Only one time in 17 years of preaching has this even happened. Has it even come close? And I could see, I mean, the wind was blowing. I was standing on the platform. And then outside, you could hear the fire trucks. And they came banging on the door of the church because the building was on fire. But it wasn't on fire in the natural. Crowds of people were standing outside on the streets. And it wasn't a fire that came by the natural. It was a fire that came by the glory. I'm telling you. I've never had a meeting like it before or since. I want to see the fire, the glory of God appear like fire burning. That's what Israel saw. They saw the glory burning on top of the mountain. When Moses would pray, one man would meet with God on the mountain. I mean, could you imagine if you prayed? All it takes is one friend with God. One friend with God on the mountain prayed, and God would send his glory like burning fire. All Israel saw it. Saw it on the tabernacle. Saw it on the tent of meeting. I'm telling you, we're moving back into the days of wonders. Signs in the heavens above, wonders in the earth beneath. It's not just going to be gold and diamonds. It's going to be a manifestation of the very glory, fire, presence of Jesus. The very Shekinah glory that transforms and transfigures. We're going to move into a time where there'll be signs in the heavens above. There'll be wonders in the earth beneath, and the heavens will declare the glory of God. There'll be signs in the heavens that prophesy, whether they're comets or storms or famines or earthquakes or things that are going to be stopped by the spoken word, the sun that stood still for Joshua. We're moving into a time where it's not just anointing for healing and miracles, but it's going to be a time, and you know, it's the Father, hallelujah, the word of the Lord. Wendy, today, I haven't stopped thinking about the word you gave me. She said, Todd, do you know what this revival is? There's been many revivals, many renewals, many reformations, I'm telling you, and every one of them has been marked by something. Pensacola had a repentance on it. Toronto had a Father's love and forgiveness on it. Every revival, Lakeland had a healing, notable realm of miracles. Every revival has had a distinct manifestation. All I know about what's coming is it will be the very glory of God. It'll be the very glory of the Father. And people will say, when I was in that meeting, I don't remember anything that was said or happened, but all I remember is, oh, the presence of Jesus. All I can think about is how awesome the presence of Jesus was. I believe it's time that we have a revival where it's all about the face of God, and that's all that we see is the face of God. Hallelujah. But in this revival,
you're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
The word of the Lord was, it's going to be the Father's revival. We've had revivals where it was Holy Spirit. We've had revivals where it was about Jesus. We had a Jesus movement. We had an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, charismatic movement. But there's going to be a revival. It won't just be the Father's love and healing. It's going to be the Father's power, kingdom, majesty, glory. The Father himself is going to step out onto the balcony of heaven, and Father God is going to nod. I want you to understand, when the Father starts coming in all of his glory, power, and majesty, when the Father starts coming in his kingdom, when God in heaven just makes one nod, and he stands up in cities, watch out, devil. Oh, there's something about Jesus. There's something about the Holy Ghost. I mean, I understand there's three persons, one God, but there's something about God as the Father. I mean, that's when God as the Father comes, watch out. How many of you want to see the Father? Listen, I got such a hunger in my heart. I said, God, sons and daughters and Father, let the Father reveal his glory. Pray that with me, that the Father would reveal. Come on, Father, reveal your glory. I want you to stand up in Tonga. I want you to stand up in Durban. I want you to give one nod over what's happening. And that's all it takes, is that the Father give one nod. And he's revealing himself in his kingdom and his power and his majesty. He's revealing himself in his glory. And we're moving into a time where we can have what Moses had. Listen, I'm telling you, we can move into a time where you can speak to God face to face as a friend speaks. I mean, there's no limitation to how deep you can go in God if you want it. We are going to be in days where people are going to have the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. We're going to have those kind of signs again. We're going to have those kind of wonders again. And I'm speaking it. Lord, may it happen in this very move. How many of you want signs and wonders? The glory. Angels, horses, and chariots. Lord, I pray that you would open eyes in this meeting tonight. Would you put your hand on your heart and let me just pray that people would see angels openly. God, I pray that people watching would see angels. Children would see angels. God, I pray that heaven would just be so real, we'd have a gift to see. We'd have a gift to see in the Spirit, to see what the Father is doing. I just pray for an anointing. I call it the seer anointing. The seer anointing. The anointing, wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. God, I pray that there'd come an anointing on the eyes of our heart to understand, the eyes of our heart to see what the Father was doing, that every person in this room would have an increase of dreams and visions, that there'd be a realm of heavenly encounters and visitations released to your people, that Lord, people even watching in their living rooms and churches, watching around the world, I speak over you right now that there's going to be a new realm of seeing and going into the deep places, high places in God. There's going to be a realm of heavenly visitation and encounters, an increase of dreams and visions. Something is about to shift. Lord, release a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let us see and hear the chariots and the horses of heaven, and let them step into the room tonight. And I pray, Father, that there would be Shikaba an unstoppable momentum of breakthrough coming in this place and in this nation that'll bring a new season of glory and power and fire and open heavens. God, angels ascending and descending in this place. We decree it and speak it over your people now that it's a time of financial breakthrough and open heavens. It's a time of an outpouring of your spirit where the glory of your goodness will be seen and manifest upon your people. It's a time of open heavens and breakthrough, and the heavens will declare the glory of God. And it's an hour of signs and wonders, says the Lord, and an hour in which my power will be unstoppable. No mountain of hindrance or opposition will be able to stand in my way. They will melt like wax in the presence of the Lord. Every enemy, every witchcraft, every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God will melt, and bondage and infirmity and sickness will melt like wax in the presence of God when he comes down like a consuming fire. I guess I got a little tongues and prophecy there. Whew, that never happens to me. That never happens to me. Man, I got hit with the Holy Ghost and I went from English to tongues and I was prophesying. Hallelujah. Shakabakata. Whoo! Shabaramanda. Ha! It's time to get in the Holy Ghost. Who's want to get in the Holy Ghost? Whew. There's something holy. I mean, there's something holy. Just put your hands up. There's something holy coming into the atmosphere. We need the fear of the Lord. Father, I pray. I don't know what's happening in the room, but God, I pray that the spirit of the fear of the Lord, that there would be over these meetings a fear of the Lord that comes by the Holy Spirit right now. We just welcome that holy, holy place, that holy, holy presence. And it's your glory. It's your power, majesty, and kingdom. It's Father going to show his face. Father going to show his face. And he's going to pour out his spirit on his sons and daughters. And his sons and daughters are going to prophesy. And young men are going to have visions. And old men are going to dream dreams. And there's going to be signs in the heavens above and wonders in the earth beneath. It's going to be a time of the God of glory. And he's going to thunder. It's going to be a time of the God of wonders. Lord, and we want it upon us. Jesus' name. I'll tell you, that angel I saw was the glory of the Lord as my rear guard. I can feel that angel. It's on the platform. I said, God, it's on the platform. Open eyes, open eyes, open eyes. We are going to see another level of the glory and presence of God come in these meetings, where more and more people are just going to see openly. They're going to see openly what the Father was doing, and they're going to openly see angels, and they're going to openly see what heaven is doing. There's going to come a realm of sensitivity to the moving of the Holy Spirit. God's going to pour out a spirit of knowledge and revelation, and people are going to talk about going to the throne room. People are going to talk about third heaven experiences. People are going to talk about heavenly encounters. I mean, visitations that come in the night. They might come as a dream or a trance or a vision, but I'm telling you, if you'll grab a hold of it with me right now, I can't let it go. There's something of an invitation and an opportunity being released in this room right now that we want to pop open, and we want to give permission to Holy Spirit. Who will give permission to Holy Spirit with me? That God, we are opened for the kind of things that you've poured out in times past. I'm telling you, Mariah Woodworth Eder had one of the greatest revivals. She was a woman, an evangelist in the late 1800s, and her ministry was moving in glory, power, miracle, signs, and wonders. But she had a realm of the supernatural unlike almost any other evangelist, especially any other woman, because when the glory of God would show up in Mariah Woodworth at her meetings, I mean these revival meetings in Chicago and her meetings around the world, the glory of God would be poured out and people would go into visions for 3 days. People wouldn't eat food or drink anything for 3 days. They'd be so caught up in the presence of God, they would just be in meetings and openly see Jesus walking in the crowd. People would openly see angels. People would have visitations where they would talk about going to heaven, and they would come back and talk about what heaven was like. And many miles, even outside of the city where the revivals were being hosted, people in horses and buggies and carriages coming into the city, they would be slain in the spirit on the side of the road, and they would cry out, "What must I do to be saved?" They would come under conviction, and people even outside of the city would have heavenly visitations. There was a realm of glory on our meetings that one time, and this is documented in history, that when she got up to speak, right in mid-sentence, the glory of God came on her, and she froze like a statue for 3 days. People could walk up to her and touch her. People took photos. People talked. She stood in one spot and did not move for 3 days. After 3 days, the glory touched her. Her mouth was open, and she continued in mid-sentence the same sermon, as if nothing had ever happened. Now listen, I don't want just a revival of signs and wonders and miracles. I want a revival of miracle, signs, wonders, and harvest. But I want God to give back the church their inheritance. And it's the reality of the supernatural. I want the anointing. It doesn't belong to the witches. It doesn't belong to the world. It doesn't belong to New Age and other gods. I'm telling you, it belongs to Jesus. Lord, I want to demonstrate. Tell him tonight, God, I want to demonstrate the supernatural everywhere I go. And if you want it, I feel there's an invitation. I haven't felt it in 20 days. I mean, this is the first time I really believe that right now.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
We can pray, and people all over the world watching me, part of what you're going to receive right now is that spirit of wisdom, knowledge, revelation. God's going to open the eyes of your understanding. He's going to give a seer gift, and you're going to begin to see in the spirit, and you're going to begin to see what the Father is doing, and there's being released over you dreams. You might dream one dream, two dreams every night over the next 21 nights, 21 days of angelic visitations. I had a season in my life that lasted for 90 days. It started, God visited me. It was a glory liquid honey cloud that came into my living room. I was 22 years old, and I had a visitation of heaven. The presence of God came like a glory liquid honey cloud, and every day for 90 days, for 3 months, 4 to 12 hours a day, I would be caught up in the spirit. I would lay on the floor and just vibrate for hours, every single day, not less than 4 hours, 4 to 12 hours every day, the spirit of God would be poured out. This happened in Canada. Before I knew any prophets. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know who Rick Joyner was. I didn't know who Bob Jones was. I didn't know who Kim Clement was. I didn't know any of the prophetic people. I'm at 22 years old, and I said, God, how does your presence come like a cloud of glory? I mean, does this happen to everybody? And when that cloud of glory came, I started to have supernatural experiences every single day, things that I didn't understand. I would just see things in heaven. I even went into the heavens. I went into the third heaven. I had throne room experiences. I had dreams at night. I had trances. I had visions. I would see angels open-eyed. And it got to the place where people, total strangers, would show up at my door, and they would say, "Can we come into your house and just sit? Can we just sit in your house?" But the city was talking about what was happening. That's how God gave birth to our ministry. I had 3 visitations of Jesus in that 90-day period. 3 visitations of the Lord himself. I feel that God wants to pour out that kind of glory. I mean, I'm shakabakata, shabalaraboto. How many people want that? Lord, pour it out in your people. May people watching me, may they have a Bethel open up, a hope in heaven open, angels and cherubim and seraphim and voices and lightnings and thunders and throne room. And all, listen, I get in trouble when I talk about this stuff because there's a whole bunch of people out there in the church that don't like talking about the supernatural. They're fine with miracles. They're fine with people getting saved. They're fine with the presence of God. But when you start talking about angels, when you start talking about going to heaven, when you start talking about seeing in the spirit, when you talk about having dreams and visitations, they're like, "Oh, I don't know if that's in the Bible." There's somebody in my meeting right now. You have thrombosis. It's some kind of a condition in your veins causing your blood to not circulate, causing your veins to collapse. I may not be saying it right, but right now there's somebody that needs a healing in their body that has like a thrombosis. Who is that right now? I'm going to pray for you. If you'll stand up and come to the altar right now, quickly, just come from wherever you are. I'm getting a word from heaven right now about a blood, something about your blood and the veins collapsing in your body, and they call it like a thrombosis. If that's you, come up onto the platform right now, and I'm going to pray for you because the Lord is about to move. Hallelujah. There are things that are going to happen in this room right now. I see somebody in the room. Something happened to your collarbone. Something happened to your left collarbone. You broke or fractured the collarbone on the left side. I want you to stand up quickly and come to the altar. Is that you? I want you to come quickly right now. Words of knowledge are coming. I'm seeing, sometimes I get healings. I see them by visions, and things will just open up like a television, and I'll see who's going to get healed. I just saw somebody with an enlarged heart. One of the arteries around the heart, one of the four chambers of your heart, is somehow enlarged or swelled. Who is that? Come to the platform right now. God's going to heal the artery, one of the four chambers of your heart. It's got a leaky heart valve or an enlargement of the heart. I just saw that in the spirit right now. I'm going to bring them all up onto the platform, and these are not just people I'm going to pray for. They're going to be healed because I'm prophesying it. I am prophesying right now that there is a woman in here that has had 2 years of nonstop issues of blood and bleeding and painful ulcers in your stomach. But I'm going to pray for you tonight, and God's going to heal you. Something's going to happen in how your body hormones and chemicals work. If you're in the room right now, I want you to come to the platform. There's somebody that broke and fractured their right ankle. They had to do a surgery because of the fracture in your foot, and they put some metal. Something happened, and they put it inside of your foot. And I just saw the Lord was going to touch that old injury, that he could even cause the part of your bone that was fused, the part of your ankle bone that was fused together that could not move. God could touch it and the bone would begin to move, and your bone that was fused would be unlocked. That right now there's a healing anointing beginning to move in this room. God will even touch somebody that had a condition with a high fever. A woman, you suffer with high fever, nauseous, vomiting, dizzy spells. It's been happening over the last 16 months. There's a woman in the meeting. You've been to the doctor. You don't know why your fever gets up. It gets up over 100, and you have what they would call a condition of high fever with nauseousness and vomiting. God's going to heal you right now, and there is a person that will be delivered tonight in this meeting, maybe watching me on the television. Words of knowledge, and it's flowing quickly, and I'm calling out many miracles. I'm calling out healing. If you're in your living room and I call out a word and it's for you, get up and grab your television. Get up and grab the computer. But the Lord is delivering somebody right now from the spirit of alcoholism. If you've been addicted to alcohol and you've destroyed your liver, a cirrhosis of the liver. I see a liver damage. I see a cirrhosis of the liver, liver failure that's linked to years of addiction to alcohol. If you want to be set free and healed, you can get out of your seat and come to the altar, and I will cast out the demon spirit of addiction to alcohol. It's happening for somebody watching me right now. Many people, it's not just psoriasis, but somebody, it's hepatitis, and it's hepatitis C, and it goes back more than 22 years ago when you were involved in drug and alcohol addiction. 22 years ago, you got a needle and you got hepatitis, and God's healing you right now. You're watching me in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we thank you. What's happening, Jonathan, right now?
So this lady has a problem with a pulse. She has no pulse. And when you gave the word about the blood.
The blood. The thrombosis. Is that what it is? Have you been to the doctor?
Yeah, just,
you believe that right now Jesus is healing?
Yes.
I believe when I touch you, you'll be healed. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Then be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's like that angel's moving on the platform tonight. That healing angel. Whenever that angel shows up, my gift of revelation goes to the next level. I start seeing things in the spirit. I start calling things out in the spirit. And it's like it constricts, and every time you breathe, it's just like a snake. Every time you breathe, it squeezes a little bit more, and you breathe, it squeezes a little bit more, and you wake up in the middle of the night, you can't even breathe. You can't even scream the name of Jesus. You get under night terrors. You get under an attack that comes in the night, and you try to wake up in the, and you scream. You can't even get the name of Jesus out of your mouth. It attacks your ability to breathe, your lungs, your throat. There's another person in here right now. You could be watching me on the television. I'm telling you this quickly, because it's like flowing like a river right now. It's flowing like a river. I saw somebody's lungs collapse. He had a collapsed lung because of either like a cancer or a tumor on the lung or a lung cancer. Is there anybody in the meeting right now with a cancer or a tumor on the lung, something about the lung that collapsed from a cancer or a tumor? The Lord's healing that right now. Anybody in the living room, you can be healed of lung cancer, tumor on the lung, collapsed lung is being healed right now in the name of Jesus. This condition I called out a moment ago, there's one more person. I don't know if you're on the platform or standing here. There's somebody else. You get the blood clots. When I talked about the blood circulation, you get blood clots. Your blood, come here. Who is that? Come here. The Lord just told me there was one more person on the platform that had this condition with the blood flow and blood clots, and you're going to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the clotting of blood to be healed now in the name of Jesus. There's just power moving through your body. Bam! In Jesus' mighty name. Let me tell you, we're going to have an eruption. Say eruption. Eruption. We're going to have an eruption of the power of God tonight. Every person in this meeting, I'm going to put on prayer lines. And this fire that's on me right now, this anointing for revelation that's on me right now, I'm going to lay hands on every person in the building. And when I pray for people tonight, there is a shift. There's a shift and a change in the anointing right now. When we lay hands on people tonight, many of you are going to go into visions. You're going to go into seeing things. You're going to go into encounters with God. You're going to go into a place because it's a new season. It's a new day. It's a new time. Oh, my kneecap just popped. I see a brand new, listen, it's not just pain in your knee. You need a new kneecap surgically. You need to have a new kneecap. And
you're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
God's going to give it to you in your left knee right now. Somebody in the room, it's like a popping. You need a kneecap. You need a surgery to replace your left knee. And God's going to give you a new kneecap right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that the anointing would come upon people in this room tonight and they would know God's touching them and healing them, because I pray the anointing would be like a fire burning in their bones, burning in their body. A fire burning. Something. See, God's healing you. He's healing you right now. Hallelujah. Do you feel something? What's happening? Can you talk to me? What's happening? What are you feeling?
I feel I have a new body. The Lord has gave me a new body.
You feel a new body?
Yes.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus, for a new body. In the name of Jesus, let fire go through your soul. Hallelujah. What's happened here?
Swelling of the arteries.
The arteries?
Yes,
it's the blood flow?
Yes.
The circulation? It's the word of the Lord. Be healed now. There it goes. There it goes. I just got to speak the word of the Lord. What's happening,
blood
Jonathan?
Clots. Blood clots from the top of his head to
blood
the tips
clots?
Of his toes.
Blood clots? Has it got to the heart?
Blood disorder.
I see it, the heart right now. Have you had a problem with the pain in the heart?
From the old body.
It's all over your chest?
Everything.
The power of God's going to touch you right now in the heart. I just saw that in the name of Jesus. Bam! Bam! Listen, it's healing by revelation tonight. Healing by revelation. There's a parasite in your stomach. God's healing a parasite in your stomach right now. He's healing a parasite. Somebody's got a parasite in their stomach. You picked it up. Something that you ate or digested, and the doctors already did the test. They drew your blood, and they're talking about a parasite in your body. It's attacking your immune system, and God's going to heal you right now. I'm telling you, it's healing by revelation right now. Somebody with that parasite. All these people are responding to the words of knowledge. Okay, what I'm going to do right now is have these people line up all down front right now. Every single one. Just one prayer line right in front of the altar right now. One prayer line. Right, one line. Tell me what's happening, Jonathan.
He's deaf in the right ear and he's got a heart problem as well.
Okay, I never gave a word for the ear, but I talked about the heart, but I'll pray for your ear to be open. Come here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command this deaf ear to be healed now. I command the ear to open in the name of Jesus. Loose in Jesus' name. Can you hear? Can you hear?
Yes, thank you.
It's open? It's open? You can hear? Can you hear me? Come on, Lord's opening his ear. He'll heal his heart. In Jesus' name, never suffer again. What's happening here? Quickly.
Called only 25%.
Did I call her out?
Yes.
What's the word?
The fluttering heart. Only 25% capacity.
The heart's only working at 25. Is that why you got the cane? Because you're weak. Her heart is only functioning at 25%. Don't be a spectator tonight. If you're watching in your living room, don't be a spectator. Lift up your voice. 75% of her heart is in failure and dead. She's so weak, she has to walk with a cane because her body needs a miracle. And I'm telling you right now, miracles are here in the name of Jesus. I command the part of your heart that's dead to resurrect in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Power come into your body. Oh, it's like electricity. There it goes. There it goes. Power come into your body in the name of Jesus. Listen, the anointing tonight is different. I feel power. I feel authority. I feel healing just breaking out tonight. And it's coming by revelation. Lord, let this get on people tonight. Some of you ministers, how many preachers we have in the room? Any preachers, pastors in the room? Stand up. Stand up where you are. Stand up. Stand up in front of your television. Stand up in front of your computer right now. If you have a ministry of healing, missions, evangelism, preaching, you have an opportunity to bring the gospel to somebody. I'm telling you right now, I just feel like I just want to pray that this would open over your life. I'm going to tell you something. Listen, I remember in 2001, I had a visitation from an angel in 2001, a messenger. Hallelujah. Listen, when that angel came after the encounter, I just saw things, and I mean, it was like a word of knowledge, but I would get dreams and visions, and I would see the miracles like on television, and I would be in meetings preaching, and I would just see the healings, and I would call out faces, I would call out names, I would call out conditions, and then I would pray for people and they'd be healed. I see the Lord opening that over preachers right now, that many of you, William Branham, it's the kind of inheritance, a spirit of revelation. Lord, release that anointing over people in this room right now that are just hungry to be seers. Hungry to be seers so they can see what the Father is doing and manifest heaven on earth by the spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of counsel and might. There's an impartation. Counsel, counsel, might, might. Revelation, knowledge. Open heaven knowledge. Coming on people like revelation, knowledge. To see in the spirit right now. Open it over these people right now in Jesus' name. Jonathan.
Tom, this lady's got blood clots all in her legs.
Look, your legs are swollen right now because of the blood flow. The blood clots, I command in the name. Oh, there it goes. Hallelujah. The anointing is just moving. Can you feel something, honey? You feel what? Pain is gone? It's going? Can you walk a little bit without your cane? Come here. Come to me. Come to me, sweetie. Just take a few steps. See if you feel any strength. There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Do you feel anything? Do you feel strength? No pain? The pain is gone? The pain is gone. Come on. Stretch forth your hands. Lord, restore her heart. Jesus' name. Oh, the anointing is on you right now. It's on you. It's on you. There it is. Healing you. Healing you. Healing you. You can see it on her. You can see it on her right now. God's giving her a new heart in Jesus' name. There you go, sweetheart. There you go. May you be healed in the name of Jesus. Eric.
Two holes?
Yes. Two holes?
She's currently on medication, but she's scheduled for an operation.
You're on medication. Two holes in the heart. Lord, heal those holes in the heart now. Oh, there goes. There goes. Fire go through your body in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I command the holes in the heart to be healed right now in Jesus' mighty name. The holes in the heart to be healed in Jesus' mighty name. There it goes. Come on over here.
So this lady's got stage 4 lung cancer.
Lung cancer. Did the lungs collapse? But the cancer's on your lung. How long have you had it?
Since last year.
I'm going to command this cancer to come out of this woman's lungs right now. Cancer is a demon. We need to treat cancer like a devil. Don't treat it like a sickness. Treat cancer like a devil. You'll have more people get healed of cancer. I command the spirit of death and cancer come out of your lungs right now. I command the spirit of death and cancer come out of your lungs in Jesus' name. Woo. Come here. What do you feel right now as I'm praying?
Just
a light feeling.
Yes.
Did you hear that? A light feeling has come because that devil has come off of her. Lord, we thank you for cancer healing in Jesus' name. Woo! Yeah.
This lady's got a blood disorder that causes swelling on the legs.
Lift your hands up right now. The power of God's moving through the circulation. There goes. Ushkabakata. The power of God's moving through the circulation. Listen, the anointing is moving quickly.
Circulation problem, pain in his
lift
left
your hands arm. Up. Hallelujah. Have you had a problem in your ear, like a ringing? The Lord just spoke to me about the ringing in your ear. Am I correct? I just saw a ringing noise inside of your ear, something even into your jaw. And the Lord's going to touch you right now. In the name of Jesus, shakabakata, and I command the blood to flow and circulate in Jesus' mighty name. I command the blood to flow and circulate, bang, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. What are you feeling right now as I'm praying?
It's coming on.
You feel what?
It's coming right.
What do you say?
It's coming on. I can feel it.
It's coming right. It's coming right.
It's coming right. It's coming right. It's coming right. Come on, church. It's coming right. It's coming right. It's coming right. Bang! There it goes. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, right, real quick. The anointing's moving. The anointing's moving. Tell me really quickly what I'm praying for right now. I'm going to move down this line. Tell me. Nobody else is coming. This line is closed. This line is closed. This is just words of knowledge. What happened?
My leg.
I command the power of God to flow through your legs right now. There it goes. There it goes. What? Dizziness? Have you had it for 17 years? God's going to heal you now. No more migraines, no more dizziness. Lung cancer, I command the cancer that's caused your lungs to fill and have infection in it. In the name of Jesus, cancer, come out of the lungs. Oh, shakabakata, shikabakata, shaka, heart bypass. There's healing coming to your heart. There's healing coming to the artery around your heart in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Cancer in the blood. Cancer, 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 cancer. Go. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. Cancer.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third Great Awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.